This is AgriPulse Drive Time brought to you by AimPoint Research, utilizing best-in-class tools to help agribusiness leaders. Learn more at aimpointresearch.com. Good Tuesday afternoon, I'm Hannah Pagel. It's National Ag Day, and many are celebrating all that producers and businesses have accomplished in the industry. To continue the celebration, two lawmakers have reintroduced a bipartisan resolution to officially recognize March 19th as National Agriculture Day. Congressman Mark Alford with Missouri and Jim Costa of California are calling on their fellow lawmakers to recognize the impact farmers and ranchers have on the American food supply and national security. President Joe Biden released a proclamation today designating March 19th as National Ag Day. He said the day celebrates generations of American farmers, farm workers, fishers, ranchers, foresters, and all those who work around the clock to put food on our tables and steward our nation's lands, adding they represent the best of America, pride in community, love of family, and work ethic and strength that power our economy and help feed the world. In other news, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack is calling on Congress to pass Trade Promotion Authority if it wants the Biden administration to work on free trade agreements. Speaking at AgriPulse's Ag and Food Policy Summit yesterday, Vilsack discussed his frustration with lawmakers criticizing the Biden administration's trade agenda. He says whenever he hears comments about lacking free trade agreements, he wants to know why Congress has not passed a fast-tracked promotion authority.
Did I miss it? Did you pass a fast-track authority? Did that pass? Because if it didn't pass, it means that 535 members of the House and the Senate can amend any trade agreement you negotiate. Now, folks, put yourself in that position. Let's say I'm negotiating with you, Dan. And you know that the deal I make with you isn't the final deal because 535 people could amend it. What kind of deal are you going to make with me? So Trade Promotion Authority is a kind of a prerequisite to talking about free trade agreements.
Vilsack says regardless of the barriers Congress has in place against negotiating trade agreements, administration officials are still promoting American ag exports.
Having said that, there are ways that you can reduce barriers, and we are reducing barriers and expanding access. We increased the tariff quota in Japan for beef. We reduced tariffs in Vietnam for a variety of products, and we continually work on that. And the reason we're doing this, and the reason we're focused on the biotech issue in Mexico, and the reason why we continue to push Canada on dairy, is so that we can build a better sense of trust in trade in the United States.
Vilsack says American consumers must understand the benefits of trade with global partners.
Because over time, we haven't done the job of selling trade as a benefit to consumers with choice, as a benefit to keeping costs down, as a job creator. People see it as a job killer.
Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says while Vilsack is right that he needs Trade Promotion Authority to work on free trade agreements, there is still work that can be done in the meantime.
He's very valid of the importance of fast-track authority, but it can be negotiations going on simultaneous for so the White House is coming up short in not actually negotiating, but he's absolutely right that you got to have something for the president to finally sign an agreement, because no country is going to sign a free trade agreement with the United States if they think it can be amended.
Philip Brasher will have a deep look at the state of American agriculture trade in tomorrow's AgriPulse newsletter. Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by AimPoint Research. Strategic intelligence empowers decisions in a volatile market. AimPoint Research utilizes best-in-class tools to help agribusiness leaders gain a deeper understanding of what's happening, what's going to happen, and how to prepare for the future. Don't wait. Position your business now to ensure success tomorrow. Visit aimpointresearch.com to learn more.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.